A few more crimes of desperation perhaps might occur to balance against an almost universal effort to achieve contentment and reconciliation. We should hear more of the natural law permitting murder by the jealous husband or by the jealous wife, and the traffic in poisons would need a sedulous attention, but even there the impossibility of remarriage would operate to restrain the impatient. On the whole, I can imagine the world rubbing along very well with marriage as unaccommodating as a perfected steel trap. Exceptional people might suffer or sin wildly to the general amusement or indignation. But when once we part from the idea of such a rigid and eternal marriage bond, and the law of every civilized country and the general thought and sentiment everywhere have long since done so, then the whole question changes. If marriage is not so absolutely sacred a bond, if it is not an eternal bond, but a bond we may break on this account or that, then at once we put the question on a different footing. If we may terminate it for adultery or cruelty or any cause whatever, if we may suspend the intimacy of husband and wife by separation orders and the like, if we recognize their separate property and interfere between them and their children to ensure the health and education of the latter, then we open at once the whole question of a terminating agreement. Marriage